Let's hear from Coach Dennis Hodge. Here are some excerpts from a post-game interview after his Rockets take Trigg County all the way to the wire in the district championship. And after that, we're going to hear from Peyton Croft.
Well, we were able to defend and keep the score down. We were able to keep the score where we wanted it, and we were able to keep the pace of the game like we wanted it. We were able, for the most part, we gave up, you know, Cole Gardner, we gave up 1-3 to him, but we chased him off the three-point line. And by golly, you know, he hits 5 foul shots in the fourth quarter, you know, and we don't hit any foul. You know, we hit one foul shot. We hit 3 in the fourth quarter, but we had our chances there, right, to win it at the foul line, or at least put ourselves ahead with 8 seconds on the clock. You know, and we didn't. Our guys are fighting for it, and their guys are fighting for it, and they want it.
You think their athleticism right there at the end really, and it seemed like their hands were quicker, feet were quicker.
Their hands are quicker and their feet are quicker.
But it did not appear so apparent until that
little stretch right there.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of it was bad luck. I think there was probably a couple of potential calls that could have been called over the back. There were some balls that are tipped. You know, but on the flip side of that, Chris, you look down at the other end, we did the same thing to them a couple times in getting 2 and 3 rebounds there late to get Devin to the foul line. There was an over-the-back call called on Devin on a loose ball. You know, so I don't tag it on to fatigue. Devin may have been a little bit fatigued. Maybe the lack of forearming and driving people up the lane, was an issue. But, you know, it happens.
And now Peyton Croft, the former Crittenden County Rocket who takes Trigg County to the district championship in his first season.
You know, I was proud of our guys. You know, I told them at the very end, we developed a family concept. And, you know, I've tried to teach these guys more about life even than I have the game of basketball at times. And I said, when a family sticks together in tough times, good things come out of it. And we had 25 offensive rebounds, which was huge for us, and that was a focal point. That was a focal point. But you can see quickly how well coached Crittenden is.
All right.
You know, Dennis and Coach Hodge and Coach McMahon and Coach Perriman, I can't say enough about those guys because they are family. And, you know, they have these guys playing great basketball. They're playing the best basketball they've played this year right now at the perfect time to be playing it. And